Riviera Radio. Business.
30 minutes to nine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Didn't think we were going to be able to connect with you this morning.
Well, you know, if you try hard enough, you will succeed.
You just said your ISDN was down, so I thought we'd gone wonky again.
No, we're all right. We're all right.
It's getting very temperamental, that line, though.
It is a little bit. I don't know why. What can you say? Well, technology.
Well, they're phasing it out, aren't they? They're trying to phase it out.
Yes, they are. A bit like me. No, I don't know.
Well, it's no phasing Paul Casey out yesterday, was there?
No, Augusta played very soft yesterday. I told you there'd be some low scores. That's exactly what we saw. Mrs. Potts had three bets. They had Cantelay. I think he finished his round halfway through, but it was okay. Bryson, of course, who didn't overpower the course. It wasn't the disaster that people sort of suggested it was yesterday. Still two under. My third bet, Webb Simpson. So he had a very good start yesterday. So it's still all to play for. It's not the Augusta that we know, is it? Without the patrons, without those... terrible slopes it was a soft golf course yesterday.
Oh, this is looking pretty nice with the sun out there, I thought.
Listen, but less chance of rain in the next 3 days, so let's hope we can get a proper tournament underway.
The size of DeChambeau's driver as well, 47 inches.
Did he put that one in? Is that the one? Can you go to 48 inches, I think?
I think 47 is the max. But
okay, whatever it was, he didn't go for the maximum this time around. Lots of debate whether he'll do that. He's built himself up into a big fella, hasn't he?
Yeah, you could use it to tenderise steaks, that driver, couldn't you? Really?
I would say so.
Okay, markets falling back yesterday. The vaccine euphoria seems to be over for the time being.
Yeah, stocks slumping, government bonds rising, coronavirus cases rising, US stimulus hopes dissipating is the way to sum it up. S&P 500 down 1%, NASDAQ was off 0.65%. No doubt about it. Listen, the virus data is absolutely alarming. Record daily virus cases in the US, Japan and the UK yesterday. The prospect of an intensification of containment measures is looming large in a number of regions. Growth forecasts for the fourth quarter have been tumbling. Central bankers who had been meeting yesterday warned that the prospect of a COVID-19 vaccine isn't enough to put an end to the economic challenges created by the pandemic. In terms of stimulus reports, President Trump has stepped back from negotiations, may lead to a delayed implementation of what is already expected to be a significantly lower stimulus package in the United States compared to what we would have seen if that blue wave had emerged. Opening calls on the European bourses are likely to continue some of that weakness. Currently calling FTSE down 69 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 87 points. CAC 40 in Paris down 35 points.
Any sign of the markets being unsettled by what's going on in Washington? I mean, Mr. Trump is still refusing to concede. The Republicans say they're going to take it all the way, but...
Markets have moved on.
Yeah,
markets
so?
Have moved on, you have to say. The legal recourse of the Trump electoral bid is all but fanciful in most markets eyes. That's not Barclays talking, but if you look at market expectations, I think that's where the opinion sits, quite frankly. It's virtually inconceivable to see this situation turn around that would result in a second term for President Trump. So I think markets are starting to price in what does a Biden administration mean, and what does it mean, particularly if you have to deal with a Senate majority for the Republicans. So I think you put that together, and internationally you'll see some changes coming through. So you'll start to see more of a focus, I guess, on climate change, rejoining the Paris Accord, for example. You'll start to see a greater focus on a multilateral approach to trade negotiations, etc. But domestically, we won't see those tax hikes. We won't see the size of stimulus package that was previously conceived.
That's not what Rudy Giuliani said last week when he was picking up a bag of garden lawn fertiliser.
Rudy Giuliani, a wonderful mayor, after 9/11 and all that, you know, America's mayor, in some way it feels a little bit tarnished, it has to be said.
Okay, and the comings and goings at Downing Street are also still making headlines this morning.
Well, the comings going is the way to probably better put it. Dominic Cummings has been at the heart, of course, of the Leave Brexit campaign, the architect of Boris Johnson's December election victory, where the majority was much, much bigger than was anticipated. Also been trying to push through plans to restructure the civil service, leaving Boris Johnson as an advisor to the government. Seems a significant change given the recent departure, of course, of the Director of Communications as well. What does this mean? Well, it could mean a resetting of the way in which the government governs. Could have implications for Brexit. Cummings, of course, was a hard Brexiteer. Pound reacting to that, markets reacting to that this morning, looking a little bit stronger, perhaps on the expectation. Him leaving government suggests a softer approach, not only to domestic policies, but also to those negotiations around Brexit.
Coming force to carry me home.
You're really grabbing at straws now, aren't you?
Double whammy that was, wasn't it?
It's good. It's good.
Okay, what else is in your mind? The Asian trade deal, maybe?
We're starting to see some developments coming through in relation to that. So this idea that we're moving on from the pullback in terms of global trade and deglobalization, perhaps not as going to be as severe as originally anticipated, particularly as we see the new administration come into the White House. So hopefully global trade will get back on track and that will be seen as positive for growth expectations. So markets will be watching that very closely. The other thing to watch out for is what's happening in energy markets. Crude rallied to a 10-week high yesterday. Brent trading above $45 a barrel, despite the International Energy Agency cutting its forecast for global oil demand due to new lockdowns. Said the vaccine won't revive markets until the second half of next year. The IEA, which advises major economies, reduced its oil demand projections dramatically for this quarter by 1.2 million barrels per day. Faltering fourth quarter recovery, containment reducing consumption, rising output, particularly from Libya, but also the United States, which is recovering from hurricane disruptions, putting pressure on the OPEC Plus alliance to delay that 2 million barrels per day resumption of production that's due to come in at the start of next year. Next OPEC meeting, I think, is on the 30th of November. For 2020, they say global oil consumption is on track to slump by an unprecedented 8.8 million barrels per day. They've also trimmed their first quarter demand projections for next year by 700,000 barrels. But do say 2021 will be a year of recovery. They think demand will increase by 5.8 million barrels per day over the 2020 levels.
Okay, what else is tickling your fancy this morning apart from Mrs. Potts?
Should we do... it's been a while since that's happened. Burberry's, a brand you know well, said younger and urban customers, I suppose that's not you, helped return the fashion brand to growth in October. Burberry was hit hard by the pandemic in its first quarter. 6% of its stores were closed at the peak. Sales fell 45%. Seen a rapid recovery, they said, since then, led by the United States. Sales growth in the US up 21% in the quarter. Double-digit growth coming through from China and from Korea. Second quarter sales dropped only 6%. Market was looking for a figure closer to 12%. New lockdown, of course, will impact current sales. Said 10% of its stores are now closed. But they said they'd be less aggressive in terms of discounting in the second half of its year in an effort to hold up margins and strengthen the brand. Burberry shares up 3% yesterday, although still down 27% year to date.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound to say looking a little bit stronger on the political turmoil playing out in Downing Street. Pound against dollar 131 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 118. Going to get €1.11 for your British pound this morning.
Do you think Boris Johnson will still be Prime Minister by Christmas?
You've done well with that line. It's lasted you a couple of years now, hasn't it?
Well, it's Theresa May, first of all.
That's true.
And that didn't play out too well. But there are more and more rumblings of discontent on the Tory backbenches.
There are. You'd expect that, I suppose. They've got a decent majority, so you tend to see some louder voices coming through. And it's a crucial time in terms of those Brexit negotiations. And some of that anti-European section that you see in the Tory party have lost some of that power. And that's starting to play out, I think, a little bit.
OK, well, thank you very much. Enjoy the golf.
Thank you, sir, and you.
And let's hope Paul Casey can stay at the top of the leaderboard. That would be
well,
nice, wouldn't
it? Let's hope Webb Simpson wins.
Well, so ching, you can ching, get a bit of money.
Ching, 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 ching.
Talk to you Monday.
Have a good weekend.
Hang Potts from Barclays.